If you're listening to this, then you're not listening to Rod Gilbert.
That sounds shit.
Here we go then. Hi, and welcome to Is This Thing On podcast number 23. This should be quite an interesting one, I reckon. Quite an interesting one. We've got a bit of a mix tonight. A real interesting mix of music. Some you might like, some you might not like. Them's the breaks. We've got Watch With Mothers. We've got Apop 97. We've got Zan Phillips. You know Zan Phillips? Some of us know Zan Phillips. We know Zan. But you're going to hear some fantastic music. Like I said, some you might like, some you might not. Some you might not like. Some you might love. Some you might hate. But I'll tell you something. It's the best music you've never heard because you won't hear it anywhere else. We're going to start off with Mike Rofe and The Ocean.
It's right outside our yard. We can pretend that it's the ocean, babe. There's a problem with anxiety and anger, 'cause this life is really hard. Can listen to the ocean, babe. There's not a lot of love to share, run around on empty. And these days it's a struggle to relate to anyone. It takes a lot to go on when the upside never plenty. We can take it slow, hun. Dreaming of the ocean. Happy just to know there's another way to come. Hurricanes and earthquakes, Armageddon's almost here. And I love your smile. It's a natural disaster when we freeze up in the face of fear. Let's just throw it to the ocean, babe. There's not a lot of love to share. We run around on empty. And these days it seems everybody's fearful of the sun. It takes a lot to go on. The upside's never plenty. But we can take it slow, hun. Dreaming of the ocean. Happy just to know there's another way. So let's just take it slow, hun. Dreaming of the ocean. just to know there's another way. Happy just to know that there's another way. Happy just to know there's another way. Happy just to know that there's another way. Happy just to know there's another way to come.
Gorgeous. That's Mike Rowe from The Ocean. I've been wanting to put that in for ages, but I've had a lot of music to put in. I want to cram in as much as possible. I could actually do this twice a week, but, you know, I don't get paid for it, so I don't. Right, you might remember a while ago, might be last week or the week before, I played a Matt Stevens track that had been remixed by Sudo, a fantastic Italian musician and producer. And I want to take this opportunity to play you one of his solo tracks. Now, he sent this to me last week. We wanted to play it. It's just brilliant. Just sit back. Again, with a lot of Sudo stuff, you can just sit back and let it wash over you. This is Sudo and Eerie Mountains. Thank you. Again, it's a very sudden ending. Remember who else? Someone last week had a very sudden ending, didn't they? It just caught us caught off. It just sort of cut off straight at the end. I don't know if that was deliberate or not. It was another one of these tracks that was sent on and put in my Dropbox. If you want to regularly contribute to the podcast, then send us an email and see if we can share a Dropbox, and then you can just chuck stuff in the Dropbox, and I'll have a look at it. Hopefully I'll remember. I've been very busy at the moment. Now, one of the reasons I've been very busy is because I've been putting together my album. Actually, quite literally putting it together. It's all mixed and sorted and everything. I've been printing out the artwork and cutting it all up and putting it in CD cases and printing the CDs and all that sort of stuff. So I've been a bit busy, and one of the things I've sort of miss sometimes is tracks that people have sent to me. Now this next track is from a guy called Paul Liddell, and it's called Ghost Car, and it's a really nice little tune. It reminds me of loads and loads of different things, but I haven't played it, and I should have done because it's fantastic. So anyway, this is Paul Liddell and Ghost Car.
Till the caffeine kicks, hey! Ooh, 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 ooh.
Where's my bottle? Right. You know what? I've got a funny feeling I might have played that before. I'm not 100%. Let me know. Yeah, use the blog if you like. I mean, a lot of people do email me and tweet me about things on the podcast, but it's much better if you write on the blog. If you haven't written on blogs before, if you don't really know what I'm talking about, the website that I'll play a jingle to later on, just go to it. And if you want to make a comment, just go to click on comments and make a comment. You can make it anonymously if you want, really. That's fine. I've got no problem with that. You haven't got to put this silly capture thing in, and I don't moderate the comments. I don't take anything out. I'm quite happy to, you know, for people to voice their opinions, because, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Now, a couple of weeks ago, me and Matt Stevens talked about Last FM and how much we liked it. I didn't really know anything about it, but I've been using it a bit since. I think it's it's quite good fun. And he was looking at it. We look at these things from an independent songwriter's point of view, and if it's going to be good for us. But APOC, who did his first bit last week, which I'm sure you agree was really good, I've sent him off this week to Last FM. So from a punter's point of view, from a coming to it completely cold, what's it like? It's interesting to get his point of view. So hopefully you're a music lover. Otherwise, you're not listening to this. You're not going to listen to it just for the sake of hearing me and everybody else. For God's sake, you're wasting your time. Hopefully you want to discover some new music. So from that point of view, that's why I put APOC out there as a punter to try these different sites out to see what they're like. So anyway, this time I've sent him to Last FM.
Hey Nick, APOC here. Last week you sent me on a mission to go to lastfm.com and check it out. So I signed up and I did, and I played around a little bit for the week, and I quickly came to the realization that Last FM is a dud. It's not good at all. Perhaps I'm being a little bit judgmental on it, but I noticed that it really wasn't user-friendly. Gave me some options to set up my profile, which I did, which is all right. Signed up took 2 minutes. Then it got into asking me about what type of music I listened to, so I put that in. And it gave me some suggestions on music and other things that I could listen to. And when it really came down to it, if I really wanted to listen to a 30-second cut of a song, you know, that's probably the only place on the internet that I could do that. I couldn't find any independent artists. I looked you up, there was one song. I went around and checked it out a little more. They had YouTube videos linked to it. Probably more useful than the actual music that they had on there. Perhaps I'm comparing fruit to vegetables here, but, Reverb Nation was a ton better. That's all I gotta say. I know I shouldn't probably talk about Reverb Nation right now, but considering the fact that anytime I tried to play a song from Last FM, it was either 30 seconds or the channel didn't work. And then it said, if you like Last FM, you could pay $3 a month. You know, $36 a year, it's not too bad. However, it's not too bad if it works. And I wasn't willing to pay any money to find out what it does. And it's kind of hard to go from a program as user-friendly or a page as user-friendly as Reverb Nation and go to Last FM where you're not getting the same quality. And again, I know this was about Last FM, but, you know, it sucked ass. The only thing I can hope for is that maybe Last FM... I can't hope for anything, really, because it sucks. The one thing, though, is that it seems to be more label driven. And by that I mean there was tons of artists on there that were, that you'd hear on the radio, you know, like the Eagles or the Foo Fighters or whatever. And so for that very reason, I don't think that it's good. It's a good program. I don't think it's a good program to find independent artists in and around my area the same way, the easy way that I found with Reverb Nation. So if I had to give it a star or a 5-star rating, if I had to give it a something out of there, I'd give it 20% of a star, you know, just a little edge of the star, just one little prick on it. And that's due to the fact that you could get YouTube videos of the artists that you like. So I know this is a short one, and it's mostly because Last FM really wasn't that great. I will never go back to the site personally, and I hope for the next assignment that Is This Thing On headquarters would send me somewhere as delightful as Reverb Nation. So hopefully there's a beautiful assignment in the future. And yeah, my suggestion for Last FM is really stay away from it unless you want to find YouTube videos of your favorite artists. So for this week, it's a short one. It's probably a terrible one. APOC signing out. Bye, Nick.
See, now I think that Last FM is fantastic and I really enjoy it, but obviously it's not for everybody. So, you know, it's good. It's good. Good to see, get his point of view. He probably represents a large proportion of people, and maybe I do as well. Who knows? Who knows? Well, you know where to go if you want to give your opinion.
Where do you go to find out about the podcast? Who's been played and where you can buy their music and stuff? Just go to isthisthingonpodcast.blogspot.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast.blogspot.com.
And if you go to the blog, you will find all the different links for all the people that have been playing, all the previous podcasts and all the links from all the people that have played in the previous podcast. And you'll also find a little place to vote for the first 15. Now, if you've never heard of the first 15 before, well, shame on you. I play you the first 15 seconds of three different pieces of music. You go onto the blog, you vote for the one that you want to hear the full version of in the next podcast. So we're going to start off with, this week we're going to hear the first 15 seconds of Psycho Sid. Okay, now this is the first 15 seconds of Lisa Hogan. Okay, and now the first 15 seconds of Brian Wilbur.
Bridge. A simple game of cards and wit is bridge. Each Tuesday afternoon we sit and chat about this and that and growing fat.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. But what you don't know is actually Brian Wilbur sent me two tracks, and his other track sounds absolutely nothing like that at all. Well, there you go. Right, now, there's a guy that a lot of us on the on the internet know, a guy called Steve Moyes, who's a great musician, does everything. He loops, he live loops, he just plays normal acoustic guitar, he plays normal bass, he does all kinds of fantastic things. And I'm very, very lucky he has written a piece and has performed a piece specifically for this podcast and for me. I'm really, really chuffed by it. When he sent it to me, he sort of said, well, you know, have a listen and see if you think it's good enough. And to tell you the truth, I haven't listened to it. I haven't listened to it deliberately because I know it's going to be good enough. I know it's going to be interesting. And I know that nobody on this planet has ever heard it before apart from Steve. Not even me. I haven't even heard it yet. So I'm not going to listen to it now. Well, I'm going to listen to the first bit because I'm going to queue it all up and everything. But then I'm not going to listen to it until I download this onto my iPod, this podcast onto my iPod, and I listen to it in my car. Anyway, this is called Worthless, and this is the fantastic Steve Moyes. The last 10 seconds of that I heard, but I'm sure the rest of it is absolutely fantastic. His name's Steve Moyes. A lot of people will know him already. He's got a fantastic following, and really, you should just go and check his stuff out. Go onto the blog, click on the links, and just go and buy some of his music. It's brilliant. It is just brilliant. You won't hear anything like it. And he does a lot of stuff on Ustream as well, where he does all that kind of thing live. Does amazing things with teapots and square double basses and things like that. Go and buy his stuff. Just go and buy it. Right, the next track I'm going to play you is one of my tracks. I've got a new album out at the moment called Don't Make Me Wait, and it's all on Bandcamp at the moment. And if you, the only way you can actually get to listen to buy this track is A, if you buy the whole album, and then it comes as a bonus. It's a bonus hidden track. Or B, if I send you a code, I've got some unique codes that you can put into Bandcamp. And you can download this track as all kinds of different formats. But my album is kind of what I call a pure acoustic album. And what it is I've just really just recorded six songs and chucked some really nice expensive mics in front of me and just played and done most of it live. There's been a few where I've done a little bit double tracking, but it's only because I've put some harmonies on. But I had this other track hanging around that I've been working on for about a year. I just thought I'd do a bit and then leave it and then do a bit and then go back to it again. And I wanted to put it out because I really liked it. I thought it was really nice. I particularly got the bass. It's very bass heavy because I used to be a full-time bass player. I'm not anymore, but I still love the bass. So I've mixed it with the bass a little bit high, but I don't make any apologies for it. Not at all. It's my song anyway, so fuck it. I don't care. So you can either, like I say, buy the whole album off Bandcamp, or you can send me a message and I'll send you a code and you can download it. But this is the full version of All I Think About Is You.
I wanna go driving down the highway for 100,000 miles. I wanna see shiny, happy people breaking out of smiles. I wanna feel icy crystal water raining down on me. Do most everything, cause I gotta make you see. When I try to work it all out, I don't know what to do, cause the only thing I see and feel and hear and all I think about is you. All I think about is you. Think about and talk about my love. All I wanna do, no baby, no, think about you. Running through the ocean, flying through the air, like shaking down your body just like you don't care. Walking up a mountain, falling off a log, or stay up not just smoking, then just wake up like a dog. And then you're standing by the jukebox, deciding what to choose, but then the only thing I see and feel and hear and all I think about is you. All I think about is you. Think about and talk about my love. All I wanna do, no baby, no, think about you. Think about and talk about my love. All I wanna do, no baby, no, think about you. Think about and talk about my love. All I wanna do, no baby, no, think about you. If I want someone else, I'm lying to myself. You know I'll be lying, I'll be flying, I'll be lying to myself. If I want someone else, I'm lying to myself. You know I'll be lying, I'll be flying.
Yeah, that crack. I've tried to get that crack out. It's actually my old chair creaking. I can't get rid of it. I thought I could try and EQ it out and I could try and do it, but no. I didn't want to do it again. Oh, God, no. Right. It's that time.
Oh, we are Watch With Mothers on Neptune's podcast thing. We're reviewing songs for you, the songs that you did sing. We sent them in to Neptune to see if they'll get on this bit. And now we've heard a listen, we can confirm they're a pile of shit.
Hello, listeners to Neptune's Is This Thing On podcast. We are Watch With Mothers from watchwithmothers.net, and yet again, we're here to guide you through the uncharted waters of unsigned bands.
Are there sharks in this water?
Here be sharks in these here waters.
Oh, are they record executive sharks?
Well, I think if only for some of these people.
What, you want them to be eaten by sharks?
No, I'm thinking they wouldn't mind giving a pound of flesh to the razor-sharp teeth of a moneyed record executive.
Oh, right, yeah, fair enough, yeah. So, right, what were we talking... I haven't said hello, have I? Hello?
Hello, I haven't. Hello, everyone.
Hey, there we go. That's that out of the way. So, what are we discussing first today?
I don't know, I'm still quite tired from stretching that shark metaphor. You forced me into that.
Well, sorry about that, but I thought you did quite well.
Thanks. Yes, so we are discussing three songs, and the first of those today is Matthew Neal with That Is All.
That is all. Thank you. Have you written any notes about this?
I've written the following.
Go on then. Whoa, careful.
Sorry about that. Okay, Matthew Neal, That Is All. I've put Chirpy. If it was accompanied by a video containing a puppet parrot, I'd probably buy it off of iTunes. That is all.
That is all. So you think this song would be improved by a parrot?
Maybe a puppet parrot, yeah.
A puppet parrot, so would it have somebody operating the puppet parrot?
Probably Matthew Neal. I'm going with the whole...
Would it be Peter Powell operating the puppet parrot? Would it be Peter Powell or Peter Purvis operating the puppet parrot?
I think Peter Powell operating the puppet papa.
Papa?
No.
So, did you like this then?
Well, as I was saying, I'm going with the whole Sesame Street thing again, because it was all very jang-jang-a-lang-a-lang-a.
A-lang-lang-a-lang-a, like, we've done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I wrote jingly-jangly English gubbins, the bastard baby of Take That's Mark Owen, and that ocean colour scene lot from off of the 90s. Not my cup of tea! And I've underlined that bit.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, but it's chirpy, and I think it has... What's the word? Well, I guess you'd say commercial potential.
I suppose it has pop appeal. I mean, when I say it's not my cup of tea, it's because I like miserable, depressing concept albums from off of the 1970s. So this was never really going to appeal to the likes of me.
No, the place I can ideally see it sitting is, even though they don't make Ground Force or any of those shows anymore...
Wish they still did.
Yeah, I wish they did as well, but I can see it as this kind of insert between scenes in Come Dine With Me or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. It's certainly got pop potential, and obviously, like you say, I would definitely like this a lot more if it had a parrot in it. Say, he was saying, that's all, oh, that is all. And it went, that's bloody all, that's bloody all. Like that, yeah, I definitely like that.
So you're with me on the parrot front?
If Matthew Neal is listening to this, add a parrot into this, saying, well, you know, what a parrot phrase is.
Well, I don't like to parrot phrase.
I see what you did there.
What do parrots say? They say...
Yeah, what do parrots say? They say... What do they say?
Pretty Polly.
Pretty Polly? What else?
They say...
Hello! Hello! They say... Pieces of eight! Pieces of eight! Like that. So, if you threw in all... You know, the generic parrot phrases such as that, I definitely think you'd be on to... Ooh, what, top 30?
Maybe even top 28.
With... the addition of a parrot.
Yeah, because, you know, your average person, your Joe Blogs on the Street, Joe Public, in Tesco's or Asda, buying this from, you know, just from their supermarket, they love parrots.
Well, he's going to identify with it with the CD cover, isn't he, if he's got a parrot on the front?
Kids will love it.
Yeah, kids will love it. They'll say, "Daddy, can I have that? It's got a parrot on the front." Who's it by? They'll say. It's by Matthew Neal. Oh, what, the parrot fella? Get it.
Yeah, it depends what Matthew Neal looks like, though.
Oh, yeah, that's a point. Well, hopefully, he looks, well, what, one leg, tricorn hat, long trench coat, what's that, crutch? That sort of thing?
Yeah, maybe on a galleon.
On a galleon with a parrot, and Bob's your uncle. You have got a top 28 on your hands. Your big ambitions need just the biggest kind of fall. Well, that is all,
that is all, that is all. And so we move on to number two.
Mm-hmm.
All the way from Iceland, we have Men's Arsins with... Men's Arsins with 12 Steps to the Liquor Store.
Hey, Men's Arses. So, did you like this?
Men's Arses. To be honest with you, I've got to be frank, I didn't enjoy it that much.
Well, do you want to know what I wrote?
Yeah, go on.
To be honest, if you start your song with the line, "I'm on the outside looking in," you're dangerously close to being on Jimmy Nail territory. And as Mr. Arses goes on to show, not only is he straight onto that territory, he's also strapped on his crocodile shoes and started singing "Ain't No Doubt" in a building site dressed as Spender. Again, Gubbins!
So an Icelandic Spender, you think?
Yeah, I think he is an Icelandic Jimmy Nail stroke Spender, stroke Oz, stroke the one he was in Crocodile Shoes.
Yeah. Shall I say what I've written?
Go on then.
Acid jazz, whatever happened to that? But the bloke singing sounds like the fella with the saxophone who was like Michael Bolton off of the 80s.
Oh, I used to like Michael Bolton.
No, it's the one who's not Michael Bolton, who was like Michael Bolton.
Who was like Michael Bolton off of the 80s?
With a saxophone.
With a saxophone, what, Kenny G?
No, is that one that sang, "And I wonder why we hold on with tears in our eyes. Oh, I wonder why."
Do you know any more of the lyrics?
Love is a something. No.
Love! And he's got a saxophone. He's sort of... You want that Baker Street lot, was it?
No,
Sherlock Holmes and the Baker Street Boys. No. Me underpants. That one.
No, that was a band. This was a one-man show. I can't remember his name.
Well, was it Kenny G?
No, it's close to Kenny G, but it's not Kenny G.
Because I think has Kenny G got a saxophone? Is he?
Is he still alive, Kenny G?
Oh, of course he is, yeah. He's entertaining many a middle American in America as we speak.
So the problem, I think, with Men's Arses is he's Icelandic and they probably speak very fluent English, but they may not have a firm grab on more of the colloquialisms and the little turns of phrases. So I think 12 Steps to the Liquor Store in itself is possibly something of a feeble gag, do you think?
Well, I do, and we don't call them liquor stores, we call them offies.
There's that as well, there's the American inflection, obviously seen too many American films.
But I mean, you know, to me, I'd have called it nipping down the offie.
Nipping down the offie.
Yeah, I'm just a nipping down the offie for a bag of booze. How about you? I'm going there too, thank you.
And right. I couldn't give a toffee for what she gonna do, because I'm going down the offie for two.
For some booze. Yeah, that'd have been better, actually. I mean, if Men's Arses is listening, all you need to do is just add a few more lyrics to that lot, call your song Nipping Down the Offie, and Bob's your uncle. I think you've got a surefire hit on your hands.
Bang.
Bang. In the bang. Ooh, what have you done, Jack? Giving me the chill. I'm going back to rehab
and I'll send you the bill. That's right, that I'm one. And having dispensed invaluable advice to Men's Arses, we now move on to Tim Farrell with Rosewood Alley.
Rosewood Alley! What do you think of this?
Let me consult my notes. This is like Blaze of Glory. But then, it turns into the theme tune from Degrassi Junior High. This is the best thing we've heard so far doing these podcasts.
Oh, well, I think that's nice. That one nice thing to say.
Yeah.
And it's nice that you've just included me in that with your way, without consulting me first.
No, well, we've listened to them together. That's indisputable.
Oh, right, I see. So you're going from that angle. You're using English.
Yeah, I'm not corrupting the language in any sense, so
you're
move
using
on.
English as a weapon against me. Do you want to know what I have written?
I think, yeah, I think we'd all would like to hear that.
Okay, never mind Rosewood Alley. This should be called On Our Way to Rosemary Fair. I can imagine no less a duo than Paul Simon and his friend Mr. Garfunkel wandering the country lanes, looking for spiders and other hedgerow fauna, as they wend their way towards a lovely English village, there to partake of the real ales available at the Rosemary Fair beer tent. It's lovely. Then I put, it went on a bit.
Yeah, you're imagining that scenario, and that gives us a little insight into how your mind works, because that is a bizarre little scenario to imagine, isn't it?
Why? As I listened to the lovely pling, plinky, pling, you know, all that sort of thing that went on, that you can hear behind us at the moment, all that lovely slidey finger stuff on an acoustic guitar that you used to get a lot in folky albums, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. As I thought of Summer Days, England, Corn Crakes. You know what they are?
Corn Crake?
Yeah.
Is that a sort of bird?
It's a sort of bird, yeah. Turning wheels, essentially the lyrics of "There'll Always Be an England." But it just meant, you know, is this man American?
His name's Tim Farrell. It sounds quite English.
It sounds, well, yeah, if he is English, then, you know, congratulations, sir, to me. You conjured up England to me with this song. I thought it was lovely. It reminded me of country lanes, village streets, Tizer, bombing.
Well, to me, you see, that's odd, because both of my reference points, if you'll think back, were from the US of A. So, firstly, we had Blaze of Glory, which, I don't know, maybe me saying it sounds a bit like Blaze of Glory might be undoing my praise, but I'm a big fan of that John Bon tune.
Of Bonjolus John Viculus.
John Bon Jov.
John Bon Jovulus Bon Viculus.
Down, get 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 down.
Pound it down, 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 pound it down, down, down. How's it go?
Then it goes, I'm going down. Bumper, dumper, 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 blaze of glory.
John, he used to work on the docks. Woo! Yeah, it's, well, I don't know how the fuck you got Bon Jovi out of this.
Well, listen to the opening again. It is a bit Blaze of Glory, Bad Medicine.
What, the bling, 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 and then tinkle, tinkle, folk music, fingers sliding along, acoustic guitar, lovely country lanes. This is bloody American.
It's very American.
Well, it's not very American because it reminds me of the two American singers, Paul Simon and Arthur Garfunkel, walking along in England looking for spiders. How do you like that?
Has Art Garfunkel got anything to do with the chain restaurant?
Oh, Garfunkels, we don't have them up north.
We've got them down south. Does he have a hand in them?
He might have a hand in them. Is it are they vegetarian restaurants?
No, they're very meat-based. But I could swear, last time I was there, I found a curly red hair in my lasagna.
A curly red hair?
Yeah, isn't our Garfunkel? He's got a big, shiny, curly
no,
head.
No, it won't be arse. He had curly blonde hair.
He could have been blonde.
Yeah, well, it could have been blonde. Right, well, I don't... To be honest... Garfunkel strikes me as the kind of individual with his big clown's hair and singing about Scarborough. He sounds like the sort of man that would be a vegetarian, that certainly wouldn't own a chain of meat restaurants.
Okay, well, I'll take your point.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, as I said earlier on, not everybody likes everything, so there you go. If you want to make any comments, then please go to the blog, make a comment, have a discussion, let's talk about these things. Right, as I mentioned at the top of the podcast, I did an interview last week, actually it was week before last, with Zan Phillips. Now, Zan Phillips has been a great champion of independent and local music down here in Southampton for quite a few years now. So I started off by asking him... what's he up to now?
My main involvement at the moment is Amazing Radio. It's a station that broadcasts nationally across the UK on the digital network. It also is online, and it plays unsigned music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And all the music comes from AmazingTunes.com. So if people upload their music to that site, not only can it be downloaded and bought, with 70% of the profits going to the artist, we also get to play it on Amazing Radio.
Brilliant. Okay, but you've been involved with unsigned bands for a while now.
Oh, very much so, yes. It's it stems from my time as a musician, when I used to get really frustrated that our music wasn't played on the radio, which is the same for most musicians, but at the time there really wasn't anyone playing music on the radio that was new and unsigned. I mean, John Peel was always the example people gave, but apart from that, radio seemed to shun anything. And when you look back in time, you sort of wonder why. Why were they so keen on getting fed by the music industry, but not feeding their radio station from the ground level? And if you were to say to a person in a radio station who's on the news desk, "I'm sorry, you can't do any local stories," they'll say, "Well, what's the point in that? Because we're for the local people." But with the music, they just seemed to shun it. And okay, there are radio stations now playing local music, but when Amazing Radio came along, it was like, wow, this is fantastic. 24 hours a day, unsigned music on air. And it's national as well, which is brilliant for bands, because if you get a national play, it means that you can be heard in places 200, 300, 400 miles away. I know for some people in some countries, that's not very far, but in this country, it's a brilliant opportunity to be heard from one end to the other.
So, Sam, I mean, have there been bands that have been very successful, have made, got a lot of feedback and a lot of money? That's what a lot of musicians are looking for. Have they actually got any money from Amazing Radio?
I don't know at the moment. I mean, it's only been going for about 8 months, and it takes time. I mean, you've got to know, if you don't know the UK well, the digital network is still trying to make an impression. I mean, no one has a digital radio in their car. If they've got a digital radio, it's either in the bedroom or in the kitchen, so it's not really a front room thing. And at the same time, as always, people get locked into their radio station and don't actually turn the dial. So it's a question of getting the bands excited and getting their fans excited, and then the fans hooking into it and generally spreading the word. But when one band, all it's going to take is one band to make a success by being on Amazing Radio, and then suddenly everyone's going to want to be on it. And at the moment, with Amazing Tunes, they've got about 30,000 songs, I think, and which is a fantastic library to pick from. And if you think about it, they've got 30,000 songs, they've got the radio station, and a way of selling. It's a perfect sales circle, and all it takes is the body of opinion to go, yes, I like that, and then I think the tide will turn. But at the moment, it's a great opportunity to be heard.
Zan, you've been around the music scene in Southampton for a while. How would you describe it at the moment?
I think it's very healthy. In Southampton itself, there's about 450 bands. There's a lot of people to pick from. And if you're going to say, well, who's standing out at the moment? There's a band called Jazzica. I think they're very entertaining. They have a great lead singer called Frankie. She's very energetic. Really takes on the audience, but at the same time can sing, can play guitar and synth. And Chris, their guitarist, is a phenomenon. He's so tall, but at the same time leaps around, will quite happily get onto the dance floor, and is a great guitarist. I mean, he has enough pedals, but at the same time he can use them. So if you're into your sort of four-piece female-fronted sort of synth-pop rock kind of band, then Jazzica are for you. If I was going for... it's DeLuca Kensky, another band as well. It's a tricky name, but they're very good as far as that kind of not necessarily dinner table music, but it is music that is real quality. And it's so surprising that they're not actually bigger now than they were. But I think with their new album coming out this year, they're definitely another act to look for. I could go on, but those are the two acts I would say at the moment that I think, yes, from Southampton, they've got a very good chance of taking it to the next level.
Great. What sort of venues are there? What sort of venues are there available for bands in Southampton starting out or just sort of like finding their way?
Finding their way? Well, naturally you go for the joiners. I think most bands in this area The Joiner's Arms, which is in St. Mary's, is the place to go. Bands like Oasis and Coldplay and Burt Blur all did their early gigs there. Manic Street Preachers got signed there, so that is the venue to go through. And it's quite small, strangely small, actually. And I think one thing about Southampton at the moment, it doesn't have sort of bigger venues, a good 400 people venue, and then maybe a good 1,000 people venue. So it's really very good on the 200, 300s, which is great. But you want, what they really need is places where bigger bands can come in, so the local bands can get a good support.
Right.
And I think that's the main problem at the moment, is that they're not. It's everyone's playing to their friends, family, and what have you, which is quite a good small circle, though. But at the same time, you want to play to strangers, and you want to win the other fans over to your cause. And the only way to do that is to bring bigger bands in. And there isn't that slightly bigger venue. They've tried it with Mo Live, which is it's just down by the docks, and it's normally actually a roller disco, but they put a stage in, a really good PA, and they got about 400 to 500 people in. And I think that's going to probably be a little, take a little time, but once they get that going, I think Mo Live is going to be a place for people to play.
It's interesting, Zane, you were talking about, basically, we all want to play, as musicians, we all want to play to strangers. That's the aim. It's like we want to sell to strangers. We don't want to sell to our parents. We don't want to sell to our friends. We want or play. I mean, it's okay, but after a while, it's a dwindling audience. I think one of the things that I encountered myself was I played last night in this pub. And I played at 90 Degrees, actually, in the heart of Southampton, which is a really sort of like quite a central place to be at, and it can get really, really packed in there. But the guy I was talking to behind the bar said, yeah, the thing is, Wednesday night's dead here. You know, Monday's really busy. Saturday's really, really busy. And I think the problem is, without having to nick too much of your interview time, is that a lot of the time venues bring in bands to try and bring in revenue on dead nights. And I think it's totally the wrong way of doing it. It always has been, but they keep flogging this dead horse. I think what venues really need to do is to get bands and acts in on a Saturday night when the place is rammed. And then people will actually see, oh, wow, this is really good. And there's some live music here. So that would be a new thing for them, for them to actually experience live music, something that they wouldn't normally hear. And then on a Monday or a Tuesday or on a Tuesday or a Wednesday night when it's dead, then put the band on, and then you're going to attract the people that would normally come out on a Saturday night.
Well, I sort of agree with you there in many respects, but at the same time, I've got to say, well, you've got to win them over on Wednesday, and if you can prove to them that you work on a Wednesday, then they might well give you the weekend gig. But at the same time, a lot of venues have lost their audiences. It used to be the case where a venue would have a crowd of people who would always turn up to see who would be on. And little bit by little bit, it's been up to the bands to bring the audience. The people are given 20 tickets. You've got to sell the 20 tickets to get the people along. And so you end up bringing along your friends of 20 people who feel obliged to watch you play and then think, I only came to here to see you. So they bugger off to the bar or wherever. I mean, it's great that 90 Degrees are bringing people in, and you're absolutely right. They're bringing you in on a dead night. And at the same time, probably on Saturday night, it's so full that maybe people are just there to dance music. I've never been in that bar on a Saturday night, so I don't actually know what kind of crowd it is.
Yeah, well, see, I've been into some of the bars in London. You go into a bar in London on a Saturday night, what that comes to mind is the Air Rooms. And I've been up at the Air Rooms, and they've had a really good funky band in, and people are dancing to the band because they're a good funky dance band, and it's live music.
Well, I mean, you're absolutely right, but it's a question of persuading the venue that it's a good idea, and it's just one of those things that live music has definitely gone down the list as a good thing to have in a bar.
Yeah. Isn't live music a good thing to have in a bar? I think it's a great thing to have in a bar. Never mind. Okay, if you want to find out about Zane Phillips and all the things he's doing, there'll be some links on the blog, or really you can just Google him. He's one of those people, Zane, X-A-N Phillips. Zane Phillips. I think it's short for Alexander. I could be wrong, but I'm probably not. Okay, now I'm going to run through the first 15 again, and we're going to hear the first 15 seconds of three different songs. Go to the blog, vote for who you want to hear the full version of. James, I know you do this every week. No, not that James, the other James. Right, this is the first 15 seconds of Psycho Sid. See what you make of this. Okay, and now we've got the first 15 seconds of Sarah Hogan. Sounds promising, that, doesn't it? And the first 15 seconds of Brian Hogan. No, not Brian Hogan. What's his name? Brian Wilbur.
Rich.
That's it.
A simple game. Each Tuesday afternoon we sit and chat about this and that and growing fat.
See, I don't quite know what to make of that. I think it's quite interesting. It'd be good to see how many votes he gets. Anyway, I've completely run out of time, so all I've got to do is to play you last week's first 15 winner, Liz Longley and Rush. See you next week.
Don't stop. I like where this is going. You've got a way of coming over me like rain in June. Tongue tied, your body warm to the touch, and you're terrified. Well, that makes two of us now. Just the two of us now. Have you ever felt so alive as I feel with you tonight? So deep in your arms. And have you ever had a love so real that through your veins you could almost feel of blood to your heart. With one kiss, you cover every inch of my skin in pure bliss, and all the sound of you aching. Steady as you unfold me and unleash a desire that will never die. Have you ever felt so alive as I feel with you tonight? So have you ever had a love
Where do you go to find out about the podcast? Who's been played and where you can buy their music and stuff? Just go to isthisthingonpodcast.blogspot.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast.blogspot.com.